Blog Praise Talk God. Radio.
Praise God. To God be the glory today. Blessings. Blessings, blessings. Blessings to everyone that's out there listening and hearing these interviews today and also at the 7:05 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It was about just 1 minute. I'm going to share my testimony. And after that, I'll welcome the guest and the co-host for tonight, Brother Chris Jackson, known as Darnell and Chris Jackson as God Creation out of Kalamazoo, Michigan. And we have Royal Knight, a Christian rapper, on the line at the 7:15 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Bless, bless. I'm going to share my testimony. Okay, about a year ago, God, has been dealing with me, revealing a lot to me. And a year ago, the doctors had diagnosed me with restrictive lung disease. But today, every day this week, I got up, at 3 in the morning, I wasn't even tired all day, none of that. But today I woke up, other days, and today. I see God, you know, continue to, you know, move and, you know, allow the Holy Spirit to use me. And today, you know, after they diagnosed me with cystic lung disease a year ago, when I took that CT scan on the 6th of October, and what a blessing, brothers and sisters in Christ, everything came back normal, negative for acute disease. So God is good. He's still in the blessing business. No matter what we do, no matter what we say, nothing can separate us from the love of God. And, you know, sometimes we just step out of the will of God and just do our thing. But at the end of the day, God would never leave nor forsake us, but time is running short for many to change their ways and to stand for righteousness and stand for Jesus Christ, accept Him as Lord and Savior of your life. But at the end of the day, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall always rejoice and be glad in it. To God be the glory. I'd like to welcome the guest host, the co-host of this hour. Then I'll welcome my father, Dennis Burns, with words of encouragement. Then at the 7:15 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we will have our interview of that, you know, this time at 7:15. We are Royal Knight on the line. So we're going to welcome the co-host of tonight, Brother Chris Jackson, known, you know, as God Creation, Darnell and Higgins and Chris Jackson. Let's welcome Brother Chris Jackson to Tillman's Talk Radio Show, Crisis Versus Media. We welcome the co-host of this hour, Brother Chris Jackson. Welcome.
Blessings. Welcome. Blessings, blessings to everybody.
Amen.
I'm Brother Chris Jackson, your host for this evening.
Amen. Amen. That's Brother Chris Jackson. Now, we're about to welcome on the line my father, Dennis Sr. Welcome.
Welcome. Thank God. How you doing, son?
Truly blessed. Can't complain. How's everything going? You would like to give words of encouragement?
Yes, I would like to just wish everybody a blessed day and night, and I hope everybody has been worried and not worried and been covered in the blood of Jesus, and that they put on all the armor of God so they can be protected. So one thing I'd like to say, son, what are you about to do?
I'm about to praise God. What are you about to do?
About to praise God and give Him all the glory and praise that He needs, because if it weren't for Him, I wouldn't be here today. And I thank Him for all my wonderful sons. They have been truly blessed, and He's shown me that when I follow in His footsteps, the rest of the family will come along. So He has truly blessed me with some wonderful sons, and I thank Him for that. And I'm proud to see you back on the radio show. So I will be listening in, so you go head on with your co-host and enjoy the night. And remember, this is God talking to you. And He's saying, look for the skies, because that's where He's at. Nothing on this earth can save us but Jesus, the only way and the true way. Remember that. God bless you, son, and have a wonderful night and a blessed show. Thank you for having me.
Praise God. That was my father. We want to thank God for my father, who has, you know, we started November 27, 2012, and it just was us, and what a blessing, you know, about 4 years later in 2016, we have 42,000 views and listens, and, you know, what a blessing. We're about to welcome on the line, Royal Knight, Brother Royal Knight. Blessings, blessings.
God bless you, Royal Knight. How you doing, bro?
Bless, man. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Now, Brother Chris, we're going to start off with the interview. First, I would like for Brother Royal Knight to, you know, welcome and introduce himself.
Yeah, this is Royal Knight, representing the Lord Jesus to the fullest. Thank you for all God has done for me in my life. And just want to be a blessing to this generation. Because the world we're living in, we all need to understand God has a plan for us all.
Amen.
And without Jesus, we are nothing, you know?
Amen.
Amen.
Man, I found out the hard way, but God's grace is sufficient.
Amen.
Man.
Amen. We're about to get it over to our co-host. He's going to, you know, begin the interview. So let's welcome Brother Chris Jackson.
How you doing? I'm Brother Chris Jackson, your co-host for this evening. How you doing, Brother Will Knight?
I'm blessed, man. How you doing?
I'm good.
Amen.
So, Brother Will Knight, where are you from?
Originally from Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
All right.
I now live in Atlanta, Georgia.
All right. Wow. Yeah, I was originally from there. So.
Oh yeah.
That's a blessing.
Amen.
Praise God.
So,
Brother Roy Knight. Before we begin the interview, please tell us about any upcoming and let the listener know any upcoming new projects that God has placed on your heart to go forth with. Any new singles that's out there on iTunes or anything like that. Please.
Well, I just dropped a new album. It's called Boss. And Boss stands for Busy on Saving Souls. And that's my single that's just out now. You can search my name. It's available all over. And I'm in the process of working on the mixtape called Path of the Street. And
Amen.
I've been all over, just ministering all over the street. Going to different churches. I just came back from Louisiana ministering in Grambling University. And God has been just opening major doors for me with this music, you know. And I want people to have an opportunity to know that the work that I do is not for self-gain or popularity. I don't consider myself doing holy hip-hop. I do rap ministry because I don't try to entertain or perform for the people. I want to be ministered to and free your heart to receive the love.
Amen. My brother, where do you see yourself 1 year from now, Lord's will, as a Christian rap, artist in a rap industry ministry? Where do you see yourself 1 year from now?
1 year from now, I see myself having my own label and raising other young men into the things of God who have a passion to do music. Any young brother or sisters that's passionate about their music or any kind of musical gift that you want to do it for the kingdom, I believe the guy's going to use me to elevate to the point that he can be used.
Amen. Now, what places across the states have you ministered in, and what cities and what places within, as you being a Christian rap artist and a Christian rap ministry, what places have you been a blessing and God has allowed you to minister in?
Okay, well, my most recent one was in Grambling, Louisiana, by Grambling State University. And I've been all over here in Atlanta. That's where I live at now. And I've been to different areas of Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
Praise God. We're going to give it up for Brother Adam Young. He's going to lead in the rest of the interview. Welcome, Brother Adam Young.
What's up? Yeah.
We have Brother Roy Knight on the line. We would like for you to go forth and move forward with this interview.
Okay, okay, okay. What's your name again, brother man?
Royal Knight.
Royal Knight, man. Okay. So what exactly is it that you do, brother?
Rapping for the Lord. Gospel rap.
You're a rapper.
Rap ministry.
Okay, a gospel rap. Okay. So what if I were to ask you what's the difference between a Christian rapper and a gospel rapper, what would be your response, man?
Well, it depends on the lyrical content. A Christian rapper can just put anything down and put Jesus in it and say they're Christian. But when it says gospel rap, gospel has to be speaking on the gospel, the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Christ. And there's a lot of artists out here that doesn't really understand the difference between being a Christian rapper and gospel rapper. It's artists in the mainstream that claiming to do a Christian rap, but there's not no passion about when it's sold. It's about their Holy Ghost swag and pull up in the church in the all black Bentley. And I believe in the word that it says that any man who brag or boast should not boast about himself or Christ alone. He said, if I be lifted up, I draw all men. So if they must be drawn to Christ, we can't boast on ourselves and things that we're doing and what we got. Because at the end of the day, it's not about how many CDs that you got sold. It's about how many souls I saved and the mission you work for God.
Okay. Okay, I like the answer. So what project are you currently working on right now? Tell me a little bit about that, man.
Well, I just moved down here to Georgia about like 4 months ago. I just dropped a new album like a couple weeks ago called Boss, Busy on Saving Souls. And since I dropped that, you know, it's been doing pretty good. And I'm in the process of working on a mixtape called Pastor of the Streets.
Okay.
I'm more than just rapping. You know, God has opened doors for me to start preaching now. This past Tuesday, I just gave my first sermon at my church. That's what I really want to do. I mean, rap is a great gift that God has anointed me with, but it opens the door for me to go in my calling as an evangelist.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so I got another question for you, man. So, like, you know how some people, you know, when they're doing their music, it's an intentional crowd that they strive to reach when they're doing the music. What crowd would you say that your music speaks to the most?
Maybe people that's like in the street or the young people that like listen to the worldly rap. I got that kind of flow. But it's sound doctrine. I mean, it's all based on the word. And,
yeah, absolutely.
A lot of people hear me in that they listen to other rappers. They say I sound like Boots.
Okay.
I don't know if you ever. Yeah. But you know.
Yeah.
I don't really compare myself to anybody. I'm just who God called me to be. I don't try to compare myself
Amen.
To nobody.
Amen. Amen. I can dig with that, man. Cause you know I'm a Christian rapper myself, man. So, you know that's something that I like to see in people, man. Because honestly, man, myself personally, I know there's a lot of people, bro, that'll listen to the worldly rap, and they're Christians.
Yeah.
Versus the Christian rap, just because of the sound, bro. That's why I think it's a pretty dope thing, man. When you can be a Christian rapper, and you can bring a sound and a flavor that people in this world can relate to, but still not switch up who you are. You know, if you can find that balance, man, that's awesome, man. Because, you know, Jesus came down, dwelt in our flesh, spoke in our language, bro, so we can understand. You know, so I think that there needs to be a sense of an understanding that people can come to with you when they're listening to your music and when they're analyzing what's being said. You know what I mean?
Right.
So,
we have
like
to come all things to all men. So we have may obtain a few.
Ooh, preach.
You know what I'm saying? So, there's certain things that God has given us to reach a certain crowd that some people that's in the church won't be able to reach. Because many people, when you say gospel, they quit to turn away. But if you give them an opportunity to understand that what you're doing is speaking truth. Because it's the craziest. I was listening to Bizzle the other day. You know Bizzle?
Yeah. I've heard Bizzle. Yeah.
I was listening to him the other day, and he said some real stuff about how people they listen to these rappers and they speak about God. They are bumped that, but when somebody that's really speaking the truth, they back away. You're not the one who really listen.
Okay. Yeah, man. Yeah.
Cause they want to hear the good message, but they don't want to hear the truth about forgiveness of the
sins
and turn from the ways of the world. A lot of people think they can still believe in God and do their own thing, but you should not take God's grace in vain. Just because we know God is a forgiving God, we know He's a loving God, and He forgives us, but that doesn't give us an excuse to continue to sin.
Come on now. That's what change is, baby. Amen.
Right.
Amen. Okay. So, as far as being an artist like yourself, man.
Uh-huh.
What are some goals that you have that you would like to reach before the end of the year? Before you step into 2017, man.
Basically, have my own label and everything. Teach another young people to come on board to my label, and just bring more souls into the kingdom. Bringing more souls into the kingdom.
Yes, sir.
I'm in the street every day, so promote my music,
shaking
hands, playing for people, all that. Man. So it's a ministry that I'm doing, not just promote music, but it's a ministry.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, I'm gonna say it myself. I'm a firm believer that the gospel should always be our platform. Music could be a tool. You know
right.
what I'm saying? But I personally believe that, our calling is way, way further than just the microphone in the studio.
Right.
You know?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I like that, man. That's awesome. So are you a family man? You single? You got a family?
No, it's just me, my mom, and my niece.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. How long you been walking with the Lord?
I've been in the church all my life, but I rededicated my life to God when I was in prison. I got out in 2009.
Ooh, wait.
I've been serving the Lord ever since.
That's dope. That's awesome, man.
Amen. It took me to go to jail 8 times. You know what I'm saying? They are all hey, make us all behind. And my mama kept me in church all my life, man. I just kept on running.
And
man. One day I just stopped running to answer my call. And ever since I answered my call, man, God has been elevating me to the man He made me to be today. I look back and thank you, Lord, God, for keeping me. So I feel like all the time I was getting locked up, God was saving me from getting killed. You know what I'm saying?
Woo!
The devil,
amen.
The devil tried to take me out ever since I came out the womb. Because he knows the power that God has put in me. But, you know, no weapon formed against himself prosper.
Amen. Amen. Another thing I noticed about you, man, is you know the word, man. That's really important, man. It's a great thing to see that, you know, you're a man of God, but you know the word, man. You
Amen.
Know what I'm saying? People really
That's
need
important,
that,
man.
Bro. You know? Amen.
Right.
Amen.
We got to have sound doctrine in our music, man. We can't rap for God if we don't know His word.
Okay. Okay, then. Amen.
Right.
Man.
And to know it is to live, huh?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Amen.
Praise God. Now, Brother Chris, would you like to give words of encouragement before we introduce Royals Night, the project that God has, allowed them to move forward with? You like any words of encouragement?
Yes, I would. Brother Will, keep walking with God and keep doing what you're doing, and you could be an encouragement to somebody else, bro.
Amen.
God bless
Amen.
You.
You too, man.
Amen.
Y'all can follow
Brother,
me. Y'all have Facebook, Instagram. Y'all can follow me.
Praise God. Our Brother Royal, can you please introduce your single?
that we are about to play on radio airplay. Can you please introduce your single?
Yeah, my new single is Boss, Busy on Saving Souls.
Amen. Brother Royal Knight. We about to play, Brother Royal Knight. Now, what is that single again?
Ball. Busy on Saving Soul.
Okay.
Through Christ, I can do all things. Royal Knight. I've truly been changed for the grace of God. If you only knew what I've been through, man, you'll see why I go so hard for God. So hard, yeah. I'm dead to sin, but alive in Christ. For sure. I'm dead to sin, but alive in Christ. Yeah, you heard me? Man, I'm dead to sin, but alive in Christ. Already. I'm dead to sin, but alive in Christ. Better believe that, man. I'm dead to sin, but alive in Christ. That's the sound, that's the sound. I'm dead to sin, but alive in Christ. I'll tell y'all why, man. Growing up, desiring so much of the worldly things. I realized that I had me turn my back upon the king. Chasing for a dream, money and fame. Anything I ask for, I shall see. In Jesus' name. Only what I do for Christ will last. Everything else is sure to pass. It's so amazing how the Lord has seen me from my past. How he changed my sight. Showed me his love and his life. Once was dead to sin, but now I'm alive. In Christ. Once was dead, but now I'm alive. For sure, I got the Holy Ghost. Believing that gospel. I know for my dead, Christ crucified, folks. So, all my pain and all my hurt. Yes, to the cross. He paid the cost to be the boss. To save all those who are lost. I was smoking, drinking, fornicating, procrastinating. But life is bad. And for that, he took the nine lessons from the bad. That still the team got mad. I'm in defense mode. It's saying wanna throw the ball, but he's gonna get sad. Hit it with the quarterback track. Pick up the fumble, run to the other side. Fight, open my eyes. Still the weight on my pride. Every day gotta testify. I'm in the streets, they better than lies. See that word, God I serve. Put the first of the day, I need this earth. I'm doing the kingdom work. Growing up, desiring so much of the worldly things. Not realizing that had me turn my back upon the king. Chasing for a dream, money and fame. Anything I ask for, I shall see. In Jesus' name. Wonder what I do for Christ, relax. Everything else is sure to pass. It's so amazing how the Lord has seen me from my past. How he saved my sight.
Prodigal son, baby. That's right. What's up, Royal Knight? I got you, bro. I got you. I'm dead to sin, but alive in Christ. And this is so cool with a side of rights. And if you take time in your private life, it'll show in public you a side of Christ. This world is getting so cold, and best believe it's gonna pass away. They persecute and they talk about me. I feel like some hate's cast away. I used to smoke marijuana and drink liquor. Until one day I put the glass away. But thank God he delivered me. I got my hands up like Cash Clay. The referee holding my hands up. And they ain't even win no boxing match. My old life, yeah, is over with. Kerosene throwing in the box with a match. That's fire, and that's hot stuff. And I refuse to live hot stuff. July 25th, the day I got saved. I'm running for Christ in Nike shops, bruh. I ain't looking back, I'm moving forward. I know my purpose and my destination. I'ma press on and persevere until I finally reach revelations. I'm gone.
Growing up, desiring so much of the worldly things. I realizing that had me turn my back upon the king. Chasing for a dream, money and fame. Anything I ask for, I shall see. In Jesus' name. Wonder what I do for Christ, relax. Everything else is sure to pass. It's so amazing how the Lord has seen me from my past. How he has saved my sight. Show me his mother his life. Once was dead to sin, but now I'm alive in Christ.
Praise Praise God, praise God. That was Royal Knight. We're about to get back on the line. The co-host, Chris, Brother Chris Jackson, and Royal Knight back on the line to conclude the interview. Welcome back. Welcome back.
Yeah, that was Dead to Sin, Alive in Christ, brother.
Okay. Thank you for the credit.
It's all good.
Thank you. Glory to be to God. Now, my brother Royal Knight, for the listeners, where can they find music, or and also, do you have any Facebook pages, page itself, or Twitter, anything, Instagram, that people can follow you on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or any of those social media networks?
Yes, my Facebook is Royal Knight Rap Minister. My Instagram is Royal Knight 26. My Twitter is just Royal Knight. And you can follow me and listen to my shows and my sermons on YouTube, type in Blessing the Mic. My album that I just came out with, you can listen to it on SoundCloud. You just type in Royal Knight. I haven't not on iTunes or anything like that. I'm trying to do that next week.
Amen. Yes, sir. God bless, my brother. It was a blessing having you on Tumas Talk Radio Show. And we also welcome you back in the future. If you have any more future project, Lord's will. We thank you for being on Tumas Talk Radio Show. Before we conclude this interview, Brother Chris Jackson, the co-host, one of the co-hosts, would you like to give any words of encouragement before we close this interview?
Glory, glory. Hallelujah. It's been a blessing. I got encouragement. Just be a blessing to somebody else, no matter what you do. And keep doing what God tells you to do.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Listeners and of Tillman's Talk Radio Show, Crisis First Media, TGG Media, we would like to thank Royal, give God thanks for Royal Knight for being on the show tonight. Not seeing himself, but seeing the Christ in him to keep pressing forward and moving forward in the spirit for Jesus. We thank you, Royal Knight, for being on the show tonight.
Thank y'all for having me.
What a blessing. To God
praise
be the
God.
Glory. God bless you.
You too.
God bless you, bro.
Amen.
You too.
Amen. That was Royal Knight on the show tonight. We would like to thank God for him and many, many more to come. What a blessing. Now we're going to give it up to Brother Chris Jackson with any words of encouragement before we get into the song, the next song tonight. Is Jesus Going to Make a Way? You know, God has, you know, placed on my heart to move forward with that single, not my project, but God has allowed me to and blessed me to move forward with the single. What's up, my brother Chris Jackson?
Hey, bro.
How's everything
God
going?
Let God be your guy. And walk with him, because he's the direction that you're supposed to walk with. And let him guide you in every step and every way that you walk. And he'll lead you to the promised land.
Amen.
That's encouragement.
What a blessing. What a blessing, Brother Chris. We thank you for that word of encouragement. Before we move on with the show, Brother Chris, we're going to play Jesus Gonna Make a Way, the next song on the that's going to be played. Music, you know, the music that's going to be played next. But, Brother Chris, please hold on the line before we get into the next interview at the 8 o'clock hour. Please hold, Brother Chris.
Okay, bro.
You know, I know that God will make a way for me. You know, I try so hard, but I never give up. In the name In the precious mighty name and the blood of Jesus Christ. God bless. Listen. Let's get it. Let's get it. Yeah. I know how it is. I know what it be like. But you know he'll make a way for you like he made a way for me. God bless y'all.
Production. Music with a heartbeat.
I know that Jesus gonna make a way. I know that Jesus gonna make a way. I know that Jesus gonna make a way. I know that Jesus gonna make it ain't about the money, it ain't about the color green. And when we should be right and use verbal words that are not dirty and bad. And instead of doing that, always use words that are good and clean. It's like water getting along with the pencil bean. Let's get it, let's get it. I thank God for accepting me for who I am. Not looking back in my wrongs that I done in the past. And I'm ready to put my foot on the gas. Instead of dying in all of my sins and becoming last, Christ died for us and we must give back. And that ain't fake, it's just a true fact. I know that Jesus gonna make a way. 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 I know. Moving forward in the spirit and in truth, it is time to end the hatred and stop the violence across every nation. God bless.
This is a production.
Praise God, praise God. That was Jesus Gonna Make a Way, the single that God has blessed me to move forward with. We got on the line, Pray, G-Mick, all the way from California. You know, he's going to share his testimony, and also we would like him to share how God has allowed and blessed for us to be connected, not just for ourselves, but in Christ. We are connected as brothers in Christ. We'd like to put on the line the G-Mag family, the CEO, Pray. Praise God, praise God, Pray.
Praise God, man. Hey, man, it's an honor and a pleasure, man, to be on, man. I've been knowing Pastor here, Pastor T here, for probably since, well, I think it was 2013. We came down and myself and Mr. Ricky G, and we were part of an event that he had And ever since then, man, we've just been like family, man. And I really appreciate this dude because, you know, he's a real one. And I just, hey, to be honest with you, just a quick testimony, if you don't mind. I'm just thankful to God because it was about a year ago I had to have open heart surgery because they found an aortic aneurysm. And, you know, praise God, they got it in time and they got it taken care of. But it was just, you know, it was a real tough time, you know, the recovery and everything, man. But God just reminded me, as long as I praise him and everything that I'm going through, that he got me covered and he'll take care of it. And so, you know, I'm just, you know, just something for your listeners. You know, I don't care what it is that you're dealing with or what you're going through or how horrific it may look or seem, that God is always in control. And so as long as you just, we have a habit of getting worried instead of just praising God and what we're going through. As long as you just praise him, you know, just, and when you pray, you're just saying, basically, God, I trust you. And whatever it is that you're doing in my situation, I trust you. I'm not trying to figure it out, but I trust you. And in that alone, God will move for you. And so I just, you know, anybody and everybody, I just want y'all to be encouraged, just to know that God is with you no matter what. And that's just, you know, quick thing of my testimony. We're on our way down to San Diego right now because Purpose and our drummer, Brim, they got an event to do down there. So we're on the road right now, brother. So pray for us and keep us in prayer for traveling mercies.
Blessing to you, bro, brother in Christ. Pray. GMAC family, tell and let the GMAC family know we love them and we love you, all you guys. We family, bro.
Amen. Love y'all too. And I will tell them. For your listeners, y'all want to check us out, make sure y'all hit us up, www.goodymag.com. You can go there, you can get free music. We got a whole 13-song CD on there that you can download for free. And so, you know, if you get an opportunity, y'all go in there and check that out. And whatever you do, keep on tuning in to the radio station until the show, all right?
God bless you. God bless you, bro. We thank you for being on Tumen's Talk Radio Show, sharing your testimony, and it's such a blessing, you know. We can't wait to, you know, be connected to do another event in the near future.
Amen. And thank you all for praying for me because I know y'all was praying for me when I was going through that deal. So I love y'all too,
Amen.
Man. All right.
Amen.
God bless you.
God bless you too, bro.
Jeek Big.
There you go, Jeek Big. Blessings. That was Pray out of California, Goody Music Entertainment Group, known as Jeek Big, where God makes everything good. Welcome back, Brother Chris. What's up?
God bless.
Praise God. How's everything been going with you? Would you like to share your testimony?
I just thank God for being here.
Would you like to share how God has been with you know, your testimony and what you've been through to the listeners? Praise God. Do you hear me, Brother Chris?
Oh, yeah, I hear you. Yes, I'd just like to thank God for bringing me out the valley when it was a straight darkness, no light. But he still walked with me through the darkness in the valley. And thank God that I see light instead of darkness in the valley. I just thank God for the valley today. That's my testimony.
Amen. What a powerful testimony from Brother Chris Jackson. We're about to get back on the line. We're about to play the next song of the night. And we'd like Brother Chris Jackson to stay on the line where we have an interview with Unity Singers at the top of the hour, 8 o'clock. And after this song that is played, there'll be a message that goes forth from God through me entitled End Time Revelations Part 1. So, Brother Chris, please stay on the line as we get to the next song. Jesus, You Are by AGMHM Choir. What a blessing. Please stay on line, Brother Chris Jackson.
Okay, bro.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Jesus, You are everything to me. Come on, Jesus, You're everything.
Jesus, You are
the love,
of my life.
Take away pain.
Take away the pain.
Take away
the strife. Jesus, You are the answer to prayer. Because of Your love, You'll always be there.
Because You're there for me, I can lift my hands and declare Your name. You're Savior to me.
Savior to me.
Your blood will never lose its
precious blood.
Has made me free. Thank You, Jesus. And because I'm free, I declare Your name, Jesus.
Praise God, praise God. That was Jesus, You Are. Tonight, in about after this, you know, words of encouragement, I will be on the line. They'll go forth with a message from God through me, and what a powerful message to come. Revelation, End Time Revelation Part 1. Focus on Revelations chapter 22, verses 1 through 14. But I won't read the whole chapter, but I'm going to get into the message after a few verses. And once we get allow the Holy Spirit to use us and use me, that the anointed will be flowing in this radio airway. God bless, Brother Chris. We want you to stay on the line as I go forth with this message from God through me. Blessings.
God bless.
Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You for this day. We thank You for waking us up this morning, starting us in our way, clothing us in our right mind. We thank You, Lord. Even when we don't deserve it, You still love us. You still help guide us. In the name of Jesus, no weapons formed against us shall prosper. In the name of Jesus, that everything work together for our good. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank You, because Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Lord God, we pray that we receive that Your will be done in our lives right now. We receive that many will be touched and not be conformed to the things of this world, but be ye transformed with the renewing of their mind in the name of Jesus. What the devil meant for evil, Lord God, You turned it around and meant it for our good. Lord God, we thank You, because You are the most and only high God that sits high and looks low. We thank You, Lord, because You are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. We thank You, Lord, because You are Jehovah Nisi, our refuge. We thank You, Lord, because You are Jehovah Shalom, our Prince of Peace. We lift Your name up, Lord God, that others not see Dennis, Pastor, or Brother Chris, that they will see the Christ in us. The Holy Spirit move in a mighty way to be a blessing to those in the radio airway, the listeners that receive this message, that is a change amongst their life. That, Lord, we receive that at the end when You return, that every knee will bow, every tongue will confess that You, Lord Jesus, our Lord and Savior of each and every one of us. We thank You, Lord. A lot we have received it. Allow your loving, the anointing to manifest in our heart, that we keep moving in the Spirit for You, Lord God. We pray for every brother, every sister that's struggling right now, that they stay focused on Your, Lord God, on Your word to meditate day and night. In the name of Jesus, I pray for my wife, Lady Rosalie Tillman, that you stick to Your word and never give up. I pray for our son, Elijah Tillman, that he sticks praying in the midst of anything that's going on in this world. In the name of Jesus, I pray for my father, Dennis Sears, that he will stick to the word of God, that he's already healed by Your stripes, Lord. In the name of Jesus, no weapon formed against him shall prosper. We submit to You, Lord God, and resist the devil so that he will flee. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we draw near to You so that You are drawn near to us. In the name of Jesus, we pray for Pray, Mr. Ricky G, and many, many more, Brother Chris Jackson, Adam Young, and many, many more that's on the line tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God, praise God, praise God. We're about to put on the line Mr. Ricky G on the line tonight. Blessings, my brother.
Yes, yes, yes.
Praise
yes,
God, Jesus. Praise God. We got Brother Chris on the line. Mr. Ricky G, Vice President of the show.
God bless you, Brother Chris.
Yeah.
What's happening, man? God bless. Man, that word is so powerful. You got me dying in the Holy Spirit. I'm loving it right now. Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. And I'm about to go forth with a message from God through me. I pray that this message be a blessing to you, not to see Dennis, not to see Pastor, but the Christ in me. Allow, you know, that always that God is increased in my life and I am decreased so that I can receive the voice of God in a mighty way to be a blessing to you. Blessings. Please hold on the line. The message is entitled End Time Revelation, focusing on Revelations 22:1-14, but I won't get to the whole, 1-14, but I'll get to part of it before the next interview. Praise God. Please start on the line.
Woo!
Jesus is not dead. He's not dead. Jesus coming back and getting to save the world from what's going on around the world, to save us from the death, to save us from sin. He is my lily in the valley. He is my rose of Sharon. Jesus gave sight to the blind man. Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead. Jesus walked on water. Jesus shed his blood for me and you. Jesus died on the cross. Not only that he died, Jesus not dead. He's resurrected for us on our behalf. Somebody say, yeah. Goodbye, thanks, listeners here on Blog Talk Radio, Tillman's Talk Radio Show. Goodbye, but sometimes we have to go through hell. Sometimes we have to go through pain to get to glory, but it's not to death, but it's through death to get to glory. Hello, somebody. For God I live, for God I would die. I don't care. I don't care who may be president in 2017, but I know the word of God states that every knee will bow, every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Somebody say, yeah, say, yeah. I'm not focused on who will be president. In 2017, but I know the enemy comes to steal our joy. The enemy comes to steal, kill our faith. The enemy comes to destroy our family, destroy us, destroy our marriages, and destroy our dreams. Somebody say, yeah, Jesus is the Alpha and the Omega. Somebody say, yeah. Jesus is the first and the last. Somebody say, yeah. Jesus is the author and the finisher. Somebody say, yeah. Jesus is the beginning and the end. Somebody say, yeah. He's Adam's redeemer. Somebody say, yeah. He's Abraham's sacrifice. Somebody say, yeah. He's Noah's ark. Somebody say, yeah. He's Solomon's wisdom. Somebody say, yeah, he's David's music. Somebody say, yeah, he's the Jehovah Jireh. Somebody say, yeah, he's our provider. Somebody say, yeah, he's Jehovah Nisi. Somebody say, yeah, he's our refuge. Somebody say, yeah, he's Jehovah Shalom. Somebody say, yeah. He's our Prince of Peace. Somebody say it. Somebody say, ain't he all right? Ain't he all right? He is the beginning and the end. I thank you, Jesus, for revelations and confirmation. We thank you, Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God, praise God. Blessings, my brother Chris.
Blessings.
How's everything going? We about to end the show for tonight. Before we close, I'd like Brother Chris to go forth with words of encouragement before we end the show. Because short notice, others weren't able to be on tonight, but we are in the show for 1 hour, 7 o'clock to 8 o'clock hour. Please close with words of encouragement.
Yes, I would like to encourage everybody to stay on the right path and walk with Jesus and have God guide you in the way he will want us to go. And don't worry about the world, because this world is going to fade away. And this walk in the spiritual walk where God wants us to go and let God lead us, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. To God be the glory. We thank Brother Chris, and he'll be in fellowship with us tomorrow. What a blessing. We can't wait to see you tomorrow, Brother Chris.
Can't wait to see you tomorrow, too, bro.
The word. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow, my brother.
All right. See you tomorrow. God bless.
That was Brother Chris. My name is Pastor Dennis Tillman. I'm CEO, and Brother Chris was our co-host. If you don't know who Brother Chris is and Darnell Jackson, they are God's creation out of Kalamazoo, Michigan, the Christian rap. And also, Brother Chris do spoken word and poetry, gospel poetry, and what a blessing. We thank God for Brother Chris. We thank God for Lady Rosalie Tillman, the president, and the president of the Kids Show, the Kids View, Elijah Tillman, and also the vice president of Tillman's Talk Radio Show, Mr. Ricky G. God bless everybody.
God bless.
And that was the conclude of the show tonight, Tillman's Talk Radio Show. We pray that was a blessing to you, to be a blessing to others. Blessings.